What's happening on the campaign trail?
Following the trail.
My campaign.
The president.
Every step.
We have to get out to vote.
Let's do the work.
All the way.
Running as fast as they can.
To election day.
We got
to
get out and vote.
It's going to be a tight race until the very end.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome, my friends, as we continue to make Mondays awesome. It is 8:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right, we've got a lot to talk about. Not good in the NFL for Florida teams. Bucks, Dolphins, Jags all lost. But we do have Game 3 of the World Series. Dodgers are up 2-0, and that takes place tonight, 8 o'clock. Well, we've got a very special guest in the studio, Jeff Fissel of the World Equestrian Center. And Jeff, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Welcome. Glad to be back.
Hey, it's good to have you back. And the World Equestrian Center, I got to tell you, first off, this is a facility that I can't think of a bigger single facility that has had a greater impact on the overall community. And you guys win awards for it.
I think it's a pretty cool place to be a part of, and a really great thing to have in all of our backyards, even if you're not a horse person. And that's the kind of fun part about being there, is there's so many different things going on. Or if you just want to come explore the horse world for a minute, there's so many things to come see and do. And even if you don't know the first thing about equestrian sport, it's still a great time to come watch and experience.
Well, it's a great opportunity, too, for people listening, and they know somebody maybe in their life, a relative, a niece or nephew or something, that you know they're into horses and they don't live in the area. And when they do come to visit, now you got a place to take them where they're going to be absolutely blown away and you'll be their hero. So you've got that. And also, for this facility was built with the understanding that it was really going to be shared with the community. And they've really followed through with that, haven't they?
I think so. I think there's a real commitment and vision for things that go beyond just the equestrian sport, and utilizing that amazing venue for things that appeal to people of all different interest groups and all different ages. And we get to have fun figuring out what those things are and continue to put those events on and welcome the community into an amazing venue at the World Equestrian Center.
And you've got another amazing event coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Ocala Food and Wine Festival presented by Lugano Diamonds. And it is back, and it is this weekend. I'm sure you're excited and been a major part of putting this together, right?
Yes, it's coming fast and really looking forward to getting to see this event. You know, all the work come together and put on just this amazing food and wine festival.
The World Equestrian Center's approach to everything, if you're really geeky about food, and I mean that with a compliment, if you're geeked out about this is your thing about food, there's going to be celebrity chefs there. They're going to be competing. So, I mean, it doesn't get really any better than that for people who are really into cooking and all of that. But then just for the casual person, everybody likes to taste food, so you can't beat that. I like how they put it all together, and you want to dig deeper. Aren't they actually doing some seminars?
Yeah, there's so much going on, and you're exactly right. If you are just an absolute foodie, a food geek, or a wine geek for that matter, you know, you can find that stuff that's going to help bring you to the next level, ask those questions, get in really in-depth stuff. Or you're like, hey, I like things that taste good. That works too, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of good things to go around and taste. But stuff that's prepared by a celebrity chef, stuff that's prepared by local restaurants and local chefs, just a good mix of dishes, flavors, experiences, and education all in one place over 3 days. It's something really not to miss, because there's just nothing else like this in the area.
Now, you even have a cook-off for what they call Mystery Basket Junior Chef Cook-Off. Can you tell me a little about that, even though it's a mystery?
So that's kind of one of the really fun parts of this event, is that we get to work with a lot of our local students and in these local culinary programs. A lot of kids that are looking for or just experiment to see, like, is culinary a career path for me? And it's a great partnership between our local school systems, where we're able to send our celebrity chefs out to those schools to do, you know, some seminars, some talks, and they get in and the students get a chance to interact with these folks that have made this amazing career for themselves in the food industry, and a lot of them on television. And then at the Junior Chef Mystery Competition on stage, you get to watch it. We bring some of those chefs on stage. They get paired with one of the celebrities.
Uh-huh.
And then they get to compete against each other, kind of like you would see it, like a Master Chef or an Iron Chef, that kind of thing.
Or a Pro-Am. if you relate it to like
exactly
a golf. Yeah,
yeah, like
it's
a pro-am.
Yeah.
I get a chance to kind of work alongside these super talented, famous chefs and then get judged and see who wins. And I mean, everybody wins, but it's a lot of fun to get that experience, to get that opportunity. And we are really excited that we are able to work with so many kids in our area and give them this amazing experience. And hopefully, you know, they get a pretty cool thing to take away from it all.
You've laid it all out, too. There is a schedule, clearly, for all of these things and all these events that are going on. And you have a great website, worldequestriancenter.com. And that way you'll have the schedule and all that. And like I said, this thing starts on Friday. What's the expectation for what is happening on Friday?
So Friday night, you've got Flavors of the Fire. So, you know, when you get done work on Friday, if you want to come down, there's individual tickets available online for that event, or you can come and get them when, you know, walk right up, bring your credit card, bring cash, whatever you want. So this one's all outside in the Grand Plaza, like around the big stadium. So there'll be live music, there'll be food stations, and the theme is kind of Flavors of the Fire. So it's food cooked over open flame from all over the world. So you might get to experience, you know, maybe some Argentinian food and maybe some Asian food and some different and some American food that's all
love
cooked
it
by that. You know, who doesn't love, you know, food cooked over an open fire?
Right. And then Sunday, the event continues as well. What's going on then?
Yeah, so if you want to make a full weekend out of it, obviously you can be there for Friday night. There's events all day Saturday. And then Sunday, to wrap up, there's a jazz brunch on the Stirrups Terrace. So if you want to come out and, again, experience some amazing food, some great Bloody Marys, and live music on that terrace, that's a great way to kind of wrap the weekend up. Or if that's the only one that piques your interest, come out Sunday morning and enjoy the jazz brunch.
Wow. Well, it's the Ocala Food and Wine Festival, so maybe you want to stay close there and enjoy it all. You've got the beautiful hotel there. I don't know what the booking is like, if you have availabilities, but
there are still rooms left. And,
really?
And, you know, with two hotels on property now, that makes sure that we have the ability to service as many of the folks that want to stay. If you're looking for something to get away for a weekend, a little staycation, this is a great place to do it. Get a room at the hotel, take in the entire weekend of events, taste all the best wines. And if you're not just a wine drinker, there's going to be beer, there'll be bourbon, there'll be scotch. Macallan is doing a seminar in the classroom on Saturday. So there's plenty of options, even if wine isn't necessarily your thing, or you're just trying to experience and learn something new. So,
or want to be a better host when you do entertain people.
Right.
You learn something from the beverage industry experts and or the cooking seminars and all that. And everybody's talking about it, like, wow, that was the best time ever, you know? So it takes it up a notch. I like it. And we appreciate you giving us the tickets to pass along to our listeners so they can enjoy it. We'll be giving those away all week long. And so that what we're giving away is specifically for the Saturday event, but I want to make sure people know it's going on all weekend long at the World Equestrian Center, which is a gem right in our own backyard. We are blessed by that. And we appreciate the fact that you're here, Jeff.
I appreciate you guys having me and let me come chat about it and inviting folks to come experience another fun event.
You're not the new guy anymore.
I've been
totally
here a few months
in
now.
Jeff Fissel of the World Equestrian Center Ocala Food and Wine Festival is this weekend. I will give you that code word that you need and how to text and win coming up in after this break. It is 8:15. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. You know, maybe we've really kind of overdone it, Greg.
Really? What do we do?
Well, you know, talking about, you know, illegal aliens and...
Well, yeah, but it's a problem, right?
I mean...
Millions of people that aren't even supposed to be in our country and...
Yeah, but...
They're committing crimes.
Maybe we overdid it, you know, because Joe Biden's pointing out that, hey, Elon Musk...
Yeah?
He wasn't always here legally, apparently.
Really?
He was actually an illegal worker here. Well, according to Joe Biden.
What, he come in and, like, build a car plant as an illegal and put a bunch of people to work or something?
Like,
or
here's
what?
The good news. As far as we know,
yeah,
he wasn't engaging in human trafficking.
Did he kill anybody?
Not that we're aware of.
Did he bring in any fentanyl?
No.
Okay,
no
human trafficking, so no smuggling people across the border. Okay.
Yeah. Was he working for the Communist Chinese Party?
No. I don't know. We'd have to ask Biden, Tim Walz, or Kamala Harris.
Is he on the terrorist watch list? Yes, the day he supported Trump officially.
Oof,
yeah.
Wow. Perspective there, right?
President Joe Biden, which I thought he was kind of quiet lately. Kamala does not want him on her tour. She does not want to do dates with him. She's giving him the cold shoulder because she's catching on to it where he's jabbing at her a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a better candidate.
Yeah.
And I think it wore on her a little bit. But President Joe Biden slammed Elon Musk for hypocrisy on immigration after a published report that the Tesla CEO once worked illegally in the U.S. He's South African-born. He denies the allegation, by the way. That wealthiest man in the world turned out to be an illegal worker here. No, I'm serious, Joe said. He was supposed to be in school when he came here on a student visa. He wasn't in school. He was violating the law. And he's talking about all these illegals coming our way? Biden said, campaigning on Saturday at Pittsburgh at a union hall, and the newspaper cited company documents, former business associates and court documents said Musk arrived in Palo Alto, California in 1995 for a graduate program at Stanford, but never enrolled in courses, working instead on his startup. Wow. So, yeah, don't be starting up a business that's going to employ a whole lot of people.
That's a nice startup.
Yeah.
And then all his cars start up, you know. Yeah.
Right. But, yeah.
Those illegals, boy.
I was, in fact, allowed to work in the U.S., Musk said. The Biden puppet is lying.
Ooh.
I like it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. The newspaper also cited a 2005 email from Musk to his Tesla co-founders acknowledging he didn't have authorization to be in the U.S. Does anyone really care? In other words, is there anybody? Here's your thing. We're not against immigration.
No.
We just would like people to be vetted. If you've got somebody who's good enough to go to Stanford, I trust them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you want people coming in the country who their goal is to grow and maybe build their own company and be successful, not come in just for the handouts. That does not benefit America.
Yeah, and that's the huge difference. And for Joe Biden to, you know, somehow try to conflate these two things, no. Because here's the thing. Does he present any sort of a threat? He does not. Is he going to be, you know, living off the government teat, like you said? No.
No,
he's not. So if you're not a criminal and you're not looking for a handout, we don't necessarily have a problem with you. Mm-hmm. Now, we'd still like you to be vetted in some way, shape, or form.
Sure.
But, you know, to make sure that you're not a Chinese nationalist working for the Chinese Communist Party, which, of course, many, hundreds of those at least, have crossed the border already. But for Joe Biden to, let's pick on Elon.
Really? Of all people.
Yeah.
Yeah, just one of the most successful people on the planet of all time. But other than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we wished you hadn't come here.
Yeah.
You and that Einstein guy. Why'd we ever let that guy in? He couldn't even comb his own hair for crying out loud. Come on.
At least Elon combs his hair.
Yeah.
Or asked somebody to do it.
Let's see. Former First Lady Michelle Obama implied that people who don't support Vice President Kamala Harris for president are sexist and racist.
Oh, brother.
And she questioned if voters were ready for this moment. Are you ready for this moment?
Wow.
We're ready for this administration to go away and Kamala along with it. Yes, we are very ready.
Please.
We've been ready for it.
Yes.
Harris rally, Kalamazoo, Michigan on Saturday. She spoke, Michelle Obama spoke about how the race between Harris and Trump was too close. The former First Lady added that Harris was an extraordinary human being and candidate and would be an extraordinary president.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that interesting? Think about any other walk of life. But it's, you really can't. Here's why it's hard to compare. If you're a vice president of a company, you're probably pulling your weight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you have duties to perform. It's, you know, and it's easy to measure. Fairly easy, right? You get some spreadsheets and what have you. If you're the vice president of the United States, it's maybe a little bit more difficult to actually measure. You know, you got to give her that.
Well, the fact that during the election process, she's not even there.
Well.
And it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. So first of all, you can't say Americans were clamoring for somebody like her when she ran for president. She didn't have anybody.
They didn't want her.
She had zero support.
Yeah.
And so she dropped out. So she gets the gig as the VP. Mm-hmm. And basically, I guess what Michelle Obama is saying, so you didn't achieve anything as VP. In fact, she was the border czar. Hmm. What an embarrassment, right?
Yeah.
But she's going to make an extraordinary president.
Okay.
See, that's all I need. That's all I need to do is get, you know, you got to promote me to where I can be competent.
Right.
I'm not competent at this level.
Uh-huh.
So promote me and I'll show you how awesome I am.
Mm-hmm.
Really? I mean, that's the thought process. And if you don't support this person who really hasn't proven themselves in this kind of a role, if you're reasoning and you're also saying, hey, if you don't vote for her, you're racist or sexist. I'd say there's a pretty good chance if you vote for her, you might be one of those things, if that's why you're voting for her.
Right.
Because you can't be voting for her record, can you?
Well, this is the party that like to, you know, divide us by gender, however many they think there are, color. And yet it's so ironic that during election season, in this case, we're supposed to vote for her because of her gender and or color tone, as opposed to qualifications.
You know, Michelle Obama said some other interesting things. She said, so Michigan, with all that being said, I got to ask myself, well, why on earth is this race even close? I lay awake at night wondering, what in the world is going on?
So do we.
And it's clear to me, the question for me isn't whether Kamala is ready for this moment, because by every measure, she's demonstrated that she's ready. The real question is, as a country, are we ready for this moment?
No.
She's trying to make it a first woman president kind of a race.
And again, you don't vote for someone because of that reason. And that's.
And I would just like to know exactly what she means by every measure she's demonstrated that she's ready. Honestly,
really?
I haven't seen that at all. She has difficulty answering the mildest of political questions in an effective or honest way. So, no, she's not ready at all. 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're making Mondays great. We're about 30 minutes away from talking to Florida's First Lady, Casey DeSantis. So stay right here, 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and happy, happy Monday. We're here to help make it great, hopefully. It is 8:35. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And before we go on talking about Kamala, J.D. Vance, and others, I want you to have a chance to win tickets to the Ocala Food and Wine Festival at the World Equestrian Center. These tickets are good for Saturday. It's a grand tasting. There's so much going on. But what you need to do if you want to be a winner, text Ocala to 20357 for your chance to win these tickets. Date and message rates apply. Please don't text and drive. This is the fourth annual Ocala Food and Wine Festival presented by Lugano Diamonds. And the World Equestrian Center does everything top-notch. You know that. It's going to be celebrity-led celebration chefs there. It's cook-off. It's culinary delights.
Sounds yummy.
You know it's going to be yummy. So it's the Ocala Food and Wine Festival, and good luck with that. We've got several pairs of tickets we'll be giving away throughout the week. And like I said, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but these tickets specifically are for Saturday. So good luck on that. Victor David Hansen, always appreciate his writings and his appearances on Fox News Channel from time to time. He's a very down-to-earth person who I think sees things deeply and clearly and yet is able to express them in a way that I think we can all kind of grasp. Vice President Kamala Harris, as she slips in the polls, the Democratic National Committee and her campaign, their talking points become even more absurd. Remember J.D. Vance, Donald Trump were weird? That didn't work, especially given the genuinely odd behavior of Tim Walz. Nor was the next Harris meme convincing. The frenetic and nonstop Trump was somehow exhausted, senile, and confused. Voters know the workdays of the younger Harris are usually far shorter, or sometimes not workdays at all. But Harris also falsely claimed the physically and mentally challenged President Joe Biden was, in her words, absolutely authoritative and very bold and vibrant. Now Harris asserts Trump is a fascist, a dictator, and unfit for office. But this new talking point will not also stop the Harris campaign's hemorrhaging, and for many reasons. First, the voters see the election as a conflict between two absolutely different visions, two completely different visions. On one hand, you got Trump and his record, border security, no major wars abroad, calm in the Middle East, a deterred Russia, Iran, and China, low inflation, low interest rates, lower crime, lower taxes, strong deterrent military, and opposition to electric vehicle mandates, biological males competing in women's sports, and the whole woke DEI agenda. So you clearly know where he comes from, and he has been steadfast in those things, not changing his position, and actually delivering on them. On the other hand, Biden-Harris, you've got, I don't know, anywhere from 12 to 20 million illegal aliens and a destroyed border. People still struggle under their hyperinflation and higher interest rates. You've got horrific regional wars, Ukraine, the Middle East continue. Biden-Harris embraced the unpopular DEI woke stuff. Yeah. Harris herself knows that the Biden-Harris years were a failure. That's why she has shed almost all of their hard left-wing agendas, policies she's embraced for much of her adult life. Suddenly, in the last 90 days or so, Harris has completely flipped and flopped. Now, all of a sudden, she's for more police, not defunding them. She's pivoted on a secure border. Yeah. She brags about fossil fuel energy, not banning fracking, and for increasing, not cutting, defense. In fact, several endangered incumbent Democratic senators in swing states are claiming more allegiance to Trump's issues than identifying with Harris and her unpopular record as vice president. But that basically gives you a pretty good feel for what's going on and how the choice is should be clear for most people. Again, imagine some people are still on the fence, but it's possible. But that whole border issue, I mean, if the mainstream media, if they treated the border related stories, if a Republican was in office, well, they made up stuff about Trump and keeping people in cages when that actually happened during the Obama administration. But they'll just make stuff up about a Republican. But a Democrat, all we ask is that can you at least tell the story of the border? But they can't, because it would destroy their agenda. They can't tell the truth. They can't tell you about a 12-year-old girl from Houston, Texas, who was allegedly raped and murdered by two Venezuelan illegal migrants. The mother of Jocelyn Nungary, the 12-year-old, was on stage with Trump at his rally Friday. And as a good reminder, Alexis Nungary, 27, stood next to Trump to say that her daughter is no longer here due to the Biden-Harris policies. They made her a target. Now I'll forever be a grieving mother. You get the idea. Wow. If the media was really treating that subject matter fairly,
oh my goodness,
they'd report on that, and they would do all their anecdotal stories about just how awful this is, how it's destroying families. They would have gone much more in depth with the whole fentanyl crisis.
Oh, yeah.
70 to 100,000 Americans dead because of fentanyl? That's a crisis. But the media ignored it because they knew where it led.
Mm-hmm.
Gainesville, Davis, Chevrolet. Let's go to the Skylines here and talk to Pete. You're on the air.
Morning. President Trump appears to be making a mistake, and we love to hear about the rallies. It's great to hear about the endorsements he's getting. But what I'm not hearing about is election integrity. We've got less than a week, and if President Trump doesn't have teams of people already in these Democrat-controlled swing states to enforce election laws, to monitor, to scrutinize. If these Democrat operatives don't know they're under scrutiny, they're just going to stuff the ballot box with boxes of fake ballots that they've already got stored away, ready to throw into action. And that's really dangerous. And I think Trump is not concentrating on that enough. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Pete. Yeah, I know that there has been a lot of work done on the ground, so to speak. There's also been work done in several states about changing some of the things related to voting into the election. But there are states that haven't done anything about it. I think Pennsylvania is one of them. And
concerning.
Yeah. Well, it's very concerning because I remember when they broke down some of the precincts, like in Philadelphia, really in the heart of Philadelphia, where they're like 98% Democrat or whatever. I think there was one area where it showed they had maybe just a couple of more votes than they actually had
the people,
registered voters.
I remember that.
And boy, did that story go away in a hurry, didn't it?
Oh, it just disappeared.
Because that was like, wow, that's... Yeah, that's pretty obvious.
It's like David Copperfield got a hold of that thing, and it was just poof, gone.
And to what Pete said, you know, about, you know, maybe the fix is in, and has Trump done enough to try to reverse that or deal with that?
Yeah.
And you have to remember the Biden and Biden-Harris administrations weaponized the CIA and the FBI. What wouldn't they do?
But I thought they said Donald Trump was going to weaponize the organization.
Oh, yeah, they did. They said he was going to do that when they were already doing it.
Well, then they should obviously be the perfect people to recognize what it looks like. when you're doing it every day.
They call you what they are. They say you're doing what, or going to do what they're already doing.
Uh-huh.
And that comes from the Karl Marx playbook.
Hmm. Who wrote the book on Karl Marx? Who was that that wrote that book on Marxism? And
That would be Kamala's father.
Oh, yes. That's where she learned.
I don't know if he wrote the book.
He wrote a popular one.
He wrote a book.
A book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She learned it at home.
These are wild times.
Yeah, they are.
It is 8:45. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, on 97.3 The Sky. And hang on, the Florida First Lady, Casey DeSantis, will be with us in about 20 minutes. Hang on. Liz Cheney, the crying, the gnashing of teeth. I love it. I will explain coming up. It is 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
It's another day in paradise, and we're making Mondays great. And some of the top stories, well, the Dodgers are up 2-0. I know Yanks fans are, you know, upset. And, yeah.
Concerned.
But tonight, a chance to get back a little bit. They play tonight at 8 o'clock. And man, oh man, not a good time for Florida football teams in the NFL. Jacksonville lost to Green Bay in a close one. Atlanta beat Tampa Bay in a fairly close one. Arizona Cards over the Dolphins in a close one. I mean, yeah, but close doesn't count. So, and then we've got the Gators and the big get-together in Jacksonville, taking on our SEC rivals, the Georgia Bulldogs. Yeah. Man, if you could take down the Bulldogs, that'd be big.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
That would be big, and I think it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's likely, but it's possible.
It could happen. Things can happen.
That's why they play the game, Greg.
That's right, just in case.
Rising in the polls and exuding confidence, John Solomon, writing for the New York Post.
Yeah.
Republican Donald Trump filled New York City's iconic Madison Square Garden with cheering MAGA supporters Sunday night in an historic effort to compete in the blue territories and sweep control of the White House and Congress. Just, 9 days from now? Is that right?
Man.
10 days?
Yeah.
I'm thrilled to be back in the city I love. Lifelong New Yorker told the raucous crowd. They got treated to an all-star lineup from Hulk Hogan. Brother.
Love it.
Brother. To Elon Musk.
Man.
J.D. Vance.
He's
Vivek
awesome.
Ramaswamy. Vivek. You have to say it kind of.
Vivek. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And channeling Ronald Reagan's famous question from 1980 and hoping to repeat the 40th president's historic sweep in 1984, Trump asked the crowd the question he hopes will determine fate of the election. I'd like to begin by asking a very simple question. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
Now, you didn't mention, you mentioned a bunch of people. You mentioned the crowd.
Yeah.
I didn't hear you mention any, like, the Nazi flags. You didn't mention any of the pomp and circumstance or the Heils or any of the, you know, you mentioned a lot of those other things. But, I mean, I've just heard some things, Bob. Heard things.
Well, the left is so desperate. They're going, look, Trump's going to Madison Square Garden. And that's what Hitler did. That's what Nazis had a get-together there in the late 1930s.
So we're going back to the 1930s to dig out stuff to use on Donald Trump. Okay.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And, of course, it's not going to stick, and it's ridiculous. And I think in some cases, there's going to be people that know what's going on, and they're going to go, you know what? I don't like Trump. I don't like his personality, but I've got to tell you, I trust his policies so much more than I trust Kamala Harris and the people around her.
But this became a weekend talking point. I mean, they obviously all got the memo. I think Hillary was in on it.
You know how they circulate it.
Yeah, they all got the email or the text or whatever. Or, you know, Hillary got it on her BlackBerry, probably.
Man, if anybody held what looked like a kind of a Nazi rally. Remember when Joe Biden did that? When it was red, backlit with red?
And he was screaming and hollering?
Yeah.
That looked like, it seriously did.
Now, yes.
And that's not hyperbole. You're looking at that going, who set that up? Because that's not good for them.
It was a very just, even if you didn't say, okay, it's Nazi-ish, which it was.
It was.
It still had a very dark, a dark feel to it. And yeah, the way he came out screaming and ranting and raving, it was.
So
it
again,
was
the irony of them having done something that's reminiscent of
something like that.
Just because you're in the same building doesn't mean that you're Hitler. My goodness.
But that, again, goes back to the desperation that we're seeing.
And do you think Kamala could fill that building? I mean, what has she done with 20,000 people? Never mind it. I withdraw the question. Sorry.
Let's move along to former Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
Mm.
Yeah. She is all upset. and tears, along with many other lefties. You know why they're shedding a tear and crying?
Why?
Because the Washington Post won't endorse Kamala, and it's not fair.
How
pretty
sad.
Much how
that's pretty much
it went.
That's an exact quote from Liz Cheney with Bob may have got it right.
Performance by Bob Rose, sitting in for Liz Cheney. They're mad at Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
And it is a snub, by the way. Now, they're saying they're changing their policy and they're not going to endorse presidents anymore into the future.
Right, but they wish they had done one more. You know, her.
Well, the lefties do.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's bad timing for them.
Well, that's not her first, non-endorsement.
No, it's not.
Was it a big union one decided not to, and there was another
auto
group.
Workers, I think, wasn't
it?
Yeah, there are several that have just not jumped on board.
Well, speaking to New Yorker editor David Remnick during the magazine's festival, Cheney said, on the issue of the Washington Post, look, first of all, it's fear. What?
Hmm.
Yeah. Liz Cheney went on, she says, when you have Jeff Bezos apparently afraid to issue an endorsement for the only candidate in the race who's a stable, responsible adult because he fears Donald Trump, that tells you why we have to work so hard to make sure that Donald Trump isn't elected.
Okay.
And I think also why we ought to not forget what has happened, forget who's taken brave and courageous stands. And I canceled my subscription to the Washington Post.
Ooh.
Well, look at Liz. Now, that's taking a very strong political stance.
I won't read your paper. I'll show you.
It's ridiculous. And maybe he didn't want to attach himself to Kamala Harris because he's not a fan. Not saying he's a fan of Trump's or supports Trump. I'm just saying he's not a fan. He doesn't think she's ready for that.
He couldn't have waited till the next election cycle.
Maybe he thinks she's just too far left.
Yeah.
You know? He's a businessman. He needs a strong economy.
Yes.
9 o'clock stretch is coming up next. Very special guest we're going to talk to, the First Lady of Florida, Casey DeSantis, will be on the show in a few minutes right here on 97.3 The Sky.